Okay, today's daf is Mem Ches. We're going to pick it up from Mem Zayin, Amid Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. We're discussing now the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. So Umukta Daraisu, right, is really using something that's Mukta, something that had been not set aside beforehand. Is it Daraisu that you're going to get Malkus for it? So for Amar Le'in, yeah, it is. What's the source for this? That is a pasuk in Bishalach, right? On the sixth day, the hechinu, right? They have to prepare, right? What you want to bring in, right? So what do you see from the pasuk? Do you see anything that is not muchan, that's not prepared before yomtiv, that's considered mukta, and you can't use it. So, but all the pasuk is really telling me is that using something that's mukta is osur, but there's not the words of the lav. Gemara asks, the warning. I'm sorry for this. It's so, I mean lo sase kol malacha. The in general klal about the Shabbos, you can't use something that is mukta falls under this pasuk. Well, lo sase kol malacha. So Amalei, so Abaye responds back to Rav Vaha at Huda Amrod. Right, you're the one who told us. Boy, my name is Rav Chizda. We asked the following question from Chizda. V'amri lo, some say, boy, my name is Rav Huna. Hevi se me offer shchato tomid b'yom tov mahu. What's the din if someone brings in a se, a lamb, from the fields, right? And therefore, it is considered to be muchan, right? It's there. And then you shecht it. What's the din? So va'at amalon, and you said to us, what's the pasuk, the darshing pasuk in Yechezkel, perik mem, hey, Allah, I'm sorry, that se v'lo b'chor, right? So the drush is like se, a lamb that you can use, right? Either a male one or a female one, v'lo b'chor, but you can't bring the b'chor, because that's a male. Achast, when the pasuk says it has to be one of them, v'lo meiser, you can't bring something from the meiser. Min hatzon, from your flock, v'lo palges, and not a palges. So what's a palges? A palges is interesting. The way Rashi explains in the Rambam Paskins, in Meiser Korbonos, a palges is, it's a sheep, but it's like in a twilight zone. It's more than 1 year old, right? It's 13 months old. So if you have that, those like 30 days after it's born, right? So during the first year, it's a lamb. It's not yet an ayah. It doesn't become an ayah until it's 13 months old. So you can't bring it from there. Okay, now on top of Amud Aleph, Minhad Masayim, right? Out of 200. So the drasha for this is Mimoisar Shtei Meos Shinishtairu Bebor. From the remaining 200 that are still in the boar, in the pit. So this is talking about Orla. So Orla got mixed in, so the ratio to Mivatl is 1 to 200. You know, in other areas you have 1 to 100 by Truma, you have 1 to 60 for like Basav HaChalav, so the shear for Orla is 1 to 200. Mikan Orla Shebat Lo B'Masayim. This is the source of telling us that Orla, the fruit from the first 3 years, becomes Batl when you have 200 against it. Then it darshins Mimashke Yisroel, from the watered fields of the Jewish people. So Min Hamota B'Yisroel has to be something that is allowed for the Jewish people to consume. Mikan Omer, from here they say, Ein Mavin Nesochim Min HaTevel. You're not allowed to bring Nesochim, to pour the wine, some something that's Tevel, something because you can't eat. There's an Isser of Achila on Tevel. It's not kosher. You can't have it. So therefore, you can't bring your Nesochim from that as well. So Yochlem, I think, Lo Yovi Min Hamukta, you can't bring a korban from the muktzah. So long as I said, so Amr says like this: Ma tevel miyuchad she iser gufo gorum lo afkol she iser gorum gufo loy. So what's unique about the tevel that it's inherently the iser is in itself? Yotzes excludes muktzah she ain iser gufo gorum lo ella iser dover acher gorum lo. But then, like by muktzah, that's not inherently oser. There's something else. There's this like outside thing that's been superimposed upon it. That's what caused it. The Amr Isser Mukta Doraisa. And if you can tell me now, the Isser Doraisa, Isser Mukta Doraisa, so Mali Isser Gufa, Mali Isser Dover Acher. What difference does it make whether it's inherently Osir or whether it's also for a different reason? Why are you making a chiluk between these things, right? In other words, if you're going to make a distinction, we know that it's Din Durabonon, so Ein Gozen Shus B'Makom HaMikdash. The Ode. And another problem by Sisarova. Ho at Amr da Amrit. fact that you said chilik malachas l'Shabbos and chilik malachas l'Yom Tov. So this is an interesting discussion. We talk about doing the 39 malachas on Shabbos. What's pshat? Is that pshat that there is 39 separate malachas? There's an iser of kotzer, and there's an iser of bone, and there's an iser of menapates, and there's an iser of business. 39 different malachas. Or no, there's one iser that's called iser doing a malacha on Shabbos, and there just happens to be 39 different ofanim as to how a person could violate that iser. So that's what they say, chiluk malachas liyam tov, right? El apek, so more says like this, right? We come out, you couldn't get, we're all going back trying to learn about how you get pshat in the brayso, so you get the multiple malkus for using the mukta and the ginanosha and the bishul. So, apik havor l'ayel atzia shira. So, in order to make the brayso work, according to Rav, what you do, you have to take out, you have to take out havora. And instead, we're going to insert Asherah. So an Asherah is a tree that was used for Avodah Zarah. In the ancient civilizations, there was a relationship between Asherah and Baal. So the one was the female, one was the male. It's all Avodah Zarah. But there's an Israel using Gora. And what's the warning? Where do you find the Vasar Mehacha? Because it says a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, V'lo yidbak biyodcha ma'uma min acherim, that you can't have anything from the cherim, from the spoils of this. You can't have anything. This is talking about the Irhani Dachas. This is with the source of the Rambam, that there's a Isra of a kol shehu on Avodah Zarah. As years ago, when the entire Shetel controversy in India, was this a takrovis? Is there something in there? Is there not something? So it's based upon this drasha that you can't have a benefit from anything, even the smallest amount. So let's get another set of malchus. You can't bring something that's a toeva, something that's abominable into your house, right? So this would add an extra lav from the list in the brisa. So ella apek havora. So you have to take out havora. Va'ayel atze hekdesh. Okay, we're going to put in burning wood that is really property of the Beis Hamikdash. Va'zra mihocha, and the source for that comes from the following. Va'sherehem tisrufum ba'ish. Your asherah trees, you have to burn them up. Right, Asherihem, they're Asherim. You have to burn them up. Osasim Kain, Lashem Lokechem. You can't do the same thing to your Shem. When the punishment you do to them, burning up them, you can't burn up our things for that belong to Hashem. So you see, you burn something that belongs to Hekdesh, you get Malkus for that. So at the end of the day, we can't really bring any rayas from the Brisa to reject Rava. So Nagmar shifts. Omar Rami Bar Chama. So really, this machloikis amongst the Amoraim is really it's machloikis tenoim. The Rebbe Eliezer sover amrin and hoil. Rebbe Yoshua sover a lo amrin hoil. We don't say the concept of hoil, right? Talking about the challah. So wait, could you bake it without separating it lechatchila? So let's work that out. Omer of Papa, the Dilma. One second. Adkan lo ka'om Rabbi Eliezer hasam darmin and hoyil ela de be'idna de ka'ayil etanura kol chad v'chad chazile l'didei. When you're over there, when you're separating the challah, when you're putting it into the oven, each and every piece loaf he could eat from is all right. So he doesn't. We don't know which one he's going to pick. Oh, this is going to be the challah. Aval hocha. But here in our case, right? Dula orchim hu de chazi. This is for your guests. But for him, it's not able to be eaten. Maybe we would not say according to Shita of Rabbi Elazar. We don't use the sword of Hoil over here. So Amrev Sheisha Bereder Av Idi V'Dilma Lohi. One second, maybe it's not true for a different reason. Ad Kan Lo Ka Amrev Rabbi Yeshua Hasam Dilo Amrin Hoil Ela Ikeda Chada Dilo Chazia. When you only have one. One piece that he can't have it, the Orchim can't have it, because that's going to be the Chalas, so no one's going to be able to eat it, because it's Tomei. Lo l'didei, lo l'orchim, right? He can't have it in him. Aval hocha, but in our case, you're baking on Yom Tov, right? So you want to eat it on after Yom Tov is over, on a regular weekday, the chazi mehas l'orchim, but it is able to eat by the guests. Se'ei mehachinami, amin hoil. So maybe, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, he would hold the svar of hoil. Samu Rabon and Kaime the Rebbe Yirmiyah of Rebbe Zera. They said this over this idea of Rambam Bar Chama in front of Yirmiyah of Rebbe Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya Kibla, Rabbi Zeira lo Kibla. So Rabbi Yirmiya liked the svar, he accepted it, and Rabbi Zeira did not. Omele Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zeira, so he says to him, Rabbi Zeira, Milsa Nakasha Lama Asil Kamashani, we've been so bothered by this for years and years and years. But my plegi Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, because we, what was this whole machlokis? Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, right? Hasha now, Amru Meshmein the Gavar Rabba, great man said this over. For look, Nikabalo, you're not going to be Makabal? This is a great Teretz. What's wrong? Vusa Schlacht, what's so bad? Omer Leis, so he says to him, Hechi Akabla, how could I accept this? The intellectual honesty, listen to this, the Tanena we learned in the Braisa. Omele Rabbi Yeshua Ledvarecha, according to your words, Harehu Oiver Mishum Losasa Kol Malacha, right? You can't do any sort of Malacha, right? So Vishostikle, and Rabbi Lezer couldn't answer. He was quiet. The Isa, but it's really true, this whole Hezber that Rabbi Rami Bar Chama wants to say, so Rabbi Lezer would have a good Teretz. Lay, he should have responded, Time Adidi Mishum Hoil, my sword holds from Hoil, right? Right? That's why he's not going to do anything that was Osir. So Amr Lay, Yirmi says back, L'tameich, according to your svara, right? Now, Tameich means you're asking on me, but your own argument is flawed. L'tameich, according to that, Ha, the Tanina Bibraisa, thou shalt learn the Braisa, Amalur Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvarecha, Harehu, Oiver Mishum, Bayere, Bayemotze. Rabbi Eliezer says to him, according to your words, he's over Bayere, Bayemotze, right? Vishosikle, in that, Rabbi Yeshua was quiet. So, Hachinamdo, Hadale. Right, he didn't answer him back. Ha, Kamahadale, Masnisin. He answered him from the Mishnah. The Tanang, because we learned what Rabbi Yeshua says. Lo zehu chometz she muzharin alav mishum bal yirabal yamatze. This isn't the type of chometz that we're warned about the bal yirabal yamatze. Ella shasikle bebraisa. It must be the following: he was quiet in the braisa, but they just didn't record it over there. Umahadale masnisin, but he answered the Mishnah. So hachinami, so too. In our case, let's give the same teretz. Amos says from shasikle masnisin v'hadar be mechilta d'acharit. He answered him in a different teaching. It's not such fair. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Omer halachik Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said the halacha follows the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzhak Omer halacha ki ben Beseira. And Rabbi Yitzhak said the halacha follows ben Beseira. V'kama shir isa. So how much isa, how much dough do you need it once, the concern it's going to become chametz dik. So Rabbi Yishmael, Benoshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka, Oimer, Bechitin, Kavin. If you're dealing with wheat, it's Kavin, two Kavin. Usaorin, if you're dealing with barley, Shloshes Kavin, you can do three Kavin. Rabbi Nosan, Oimer, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Chiluf Hadvarim. No, you flip it, and it would be, what, by Chitin it would be three, and by Saorin it would be two. We learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Oimer, Bechitin Shlosha Kabin, Besorin Arba Kabin. So it's not two and three; it's really three and four. Lo kasha. No, it's not. It's not difficult. Ha b'chasi choso, ha b'maal yoso. One is talking about low quality grain, and the other brisa is talking about high quality. When you get a higher proportion of flour from the high quality grain than the low quality grain, so therefore that's because there's more chaff in it. Omer of Papa, Shmamino, Green, Chite, Chasichoso, Mechite, Maalyoso, Tefe, Midigarinan, Saare, Chasicho, Chasichoso, Misiri, Maalyoso. So Rav Papa says like this: you learn out that when you have low quality wheat, that's worse than the high quality wheat, that's greater than the extent that low quality barley is worse than high quality barley. The meaning that the chiluk, the discrepancy between the two of them, is much more significant when in terms of wheat. Why? The ilu hasam tilsa, because over there it's a third. The hacha revi, and here it is by wheat it's a third, and by barley the chiluk is only a quarter. It's only a fourth. Omer Rav kaba milognoa lefischa v'chein lechala. Rav said a din, a kav from this place called milogra, right? excuse me. That's the amount that we use for Pesach and so too for Challah, meaning the minimum amount is the same. Rise down on the base. Chameshes revo'im kemach v'oid chayovin b'challah. You have 5/4 log of flour and a little bit more. You're chayiv in the Challah. Sahachi Kamar, right? This is what Rav is saying. Kaba milog noi, nami ahai shirakoi. A kav from Milogna is the same shir as this. It's not the regular kav, but it's a larger amount, and which is the same amount that you have to separate challah from. People ask, shal comes up many times, when how much flour do I need to make a bracha with? So in general, we follow the psak in America from Rav Henkin, that under 3 pounds of flour, one is not mafrish. Between 3 to 5, one is mafrish without a bracha. And if you're using 5 pounds of flour, then one is mafrish with a bracha. That's the shear for the challah. Omer of Yosef, hani nashe didon nohug lemefa kefiza kefiza lepischa. So the women in our family, they bake kefiza, that's 3/4 of a log on one time on Pesach, because it's very easy. When you have a small amount like this, it's not going to become chametz thick. So Amalei Abaye, my daitach, what's your surah over here? L'chumra, you think this is a good chumra over here? Chumra da asalei kulahu. This is a chumra that's going to lead to leniencies. To call mafkalei mechala, because now you're mafkiyat, you removed it from the chiv to be mafresh chala from it. So Amalei, da abdon k'rebi Eliezer, right? We do separate challah because we hold like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer haroide v'noisein lasal. If you take off out of the oven and you put it into a basket, hasal mitzarf on the challah, and then you combine them all. That's a tziruf that combines them to make the necessary shear. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel halachic Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha follows that. Therefore, there's all the women in Rabbi Yosef's home. They used to put all the finished matzah into the sal, and there'd be mafrish challah from them. Amar Lei, Abaye says them. V'ha'idmar Allah, we learned on this. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo shana ela kikaros shel bavel. That only applies to loaves that come from bavel. Because they touch, they're biting each other, right? They're slightly attached. And so then when you separate them, a little bit of one comes off of the other one. Aval ka'achin, but the one, the long, like a rod, long like that, lo, it doesn't work because they're baked separately, so therefore you can't do the tziruf over here. V'hayit mar alam, we said on this, amrev chenina afilu ka'achin. No, even with these long rod-like ones. So you see from here that Rav Yosef held the shita of Rabbi Chanina. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, tabla she'ena levaz bezin mahu. What's the din? It doesn't have any rim on it. I mean, you got like a flat tray, but there's no border on it. It doesn't stick up. Toch kli be'inen v'haleika odilma avir kli be'inen v'haika. So what combines? Is it that it's inside of the kli? That's what makes the tziruf, and you're lacking because it's flat. There's no container. It's not. There's no like lip on the inside of it. Oh no, it's just the airspace. So when it lands off with a teiku, it's unresolved. People like to say where the tishbi yitaris tushus abayus. The Briskrov says it cannot mean that. It just means let it stand. We just hold by the pashup shot in the words. It's unresolved, this question. Tanya, Rabbi Elezer Omer hasal mitzarfen, Rabbi Yoshua Omer tana mitzarfen. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Kikaros Shabovel Shnoshcha Zomiza Mitztarfos. So we learned the Brayis. Rabbi Elazar holds that the sal, it would combine the different types of dough that those were put into it. Your chayiv. Rabbi Shua says an oven combines them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that these ones from Bavel that bite each other, they touch, they're combined. But we would apply if they're only connected to like a smaller amount, either just together in the oven or together in the basket, then that would not be good enough to make it a tziruf in order to halach lemaisa. We should really, when it comes out of the oven, you should put it directly into the kli that's going to be used. It's a good chumrah to keep. If not, then if we just cover them with a towel, like paper towels or whatever it is, then that wouldn't be good enough in order to combine them to make the bracha. Okay, Emir Tashem, we will continue with the second part after Shachris. Okay, post Shachris, we're up to the Mishnah now. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Shlosh Noshim Lashois Ka'achas. You could have 3 women kneading their dough at the same time, right? How does that work? They're baking one oven. They just do it one after the other. We don't have to be concerned that it's going to become chametz thick while they're waiting their turn, according to the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. You could have 3 women doing it, but it can't be at the same time. There's 3 different stages. three different steps in the baking process. So achas losha, one of the one can knead the dough. The achas oreches, one could form it, like arranging it. The achas ofa, and well, the third one can bake it. But they each have to be at separate stages of it. It can't be a pshat that they're all doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. Rabbi Akiva, says, no. Lo kol noshim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol ha'tanurim shovim. Not all women, not all wood, and not all types of ovens are the same. So you can't really make one set of rules. Zeh, this is the rule. Tapach, tiltosh betzoni. If it the dough begins to rise, you have to put cold water on it, which she you know got her hands wet, and that's going to stop the dough from becoming chametzik. Ton Rabbanan says when we learned in the Braisa, losha hi mikatefes vechaverta losha tachteha. One woman who is kneading it, when she finishes it, then the other one who's arranging it comes over and takes over her place. Mikatafes, when the woman is arranging the dough, shaping it, so to speak, he oife vachaverta mikatafes tachta. So then she puts it into the oven, and another one comes and does and arranges it in under in her place. Vashlish is the third woman, losha. The third one is kneading the dough. Okay. Then when the first woman finishes, ofa, he losha. She finished baking, then she starts kneading the dough for the next batch. Vachaverta oife tachta. And her friend will bake it in her place. Ashlishis mikatefes, and the third woman is arranging the dough. V'chozeres chalil, and it just goes over and over again. That's the cycle. Kolzman sheoiskos bebotzek einabo lidei chimutz. Kolzman, they're still working and handling with the dough. It's not going to be a concern that is going to become chametzik. Rabbi Kiva oimer lo kol hanoshim. We learned the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says, not all women, not all wood, not all ovens are the same. Therefore, we can't set up one uniform rule for them. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Om Rabbi Kiva, Dantin, Fnei Rabbi Gamliel. I said the following, I was saying over the Sfor before Rabbi Gamliel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us our master. Benoshim Zrizos, or Benoshim Sheim Zrizos. When you said your Svara, your Halacha, we talk about women who were Zoris, who were diligent, who were quick. Or are we talking about women who were not diligent? Be'etzim lachim or be'etzim yiveshim? And when you're talking about the types of wood, were you talking about moist wood, right? Or are we talking about dry wood? Betoner cham or betoner tzonin? When you're talking about an oven, were you referring to a warm, a hot oven, or are you talking about a cold oven? So Amalei, Megalniel said back to me, Ein lecha elamash shonu chachamim. All we have is what the Chazal taught. Zehaklal, this is the rule, tapach tiltosh mitzonein. If the dough begins to rise, that there's a concern, it's going to be chametzik, just put cold water onto it and prevents it from becoming chametz. Okay. Now, the dough at the beginning of the process, right, that is called si'ur yisari, if you have to burn it. Fa'ochlo, but if you eat it, you're potter. You don't get kares because it really had to become full chametz at that point. Siduk, if the dough had reached a point where it could crack, then yisari, if you have to burn it. And if you eat that, it reaches this higher, this later stage in the process. In that case, chayv kares, because you're eating chametz on Pesach. So ezehu siur, what is considered to be siur, right? That it's going to be dough that it's become leavened to the point it has cracks. Kikarne chagovim, it has like the literally the horns or the antenna of a locust. Siduk, what's the stage of cracking? That's later on. Shinis arvu sadokin zebezeb. They become intermingled. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim omrim zebezeb ha'oichlo chayiv kares. Anyone who eats this, either if you eat the ones that have the stage of karne chagavim, right, or you eat the ones that are like sadokim, you are chayiv kares. Ve'ezu siur. What is the seer, kol shehich sifu ponov. Anything, the surface became pale, right? Ke adam she'amdu sa'arosav. Like, a person, my hair stood up on the back of my neck, right? When you're afraid, my hair, I don't know if this is a real biological thing, your hair does really stand up, but it means like, it becomes pale like the face of a person who is afraid. Tan Rabbanim, we learned in the Gemara, learned in the Braise, ezu seer. What is siur? Says the Gemara, kol shehich sifu ponav ka'adam ka'andu masorosav. Anybody becomes so scared. Siduk karni chagavim. And siduk is the stage of these antenna of the locust. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim ezu siur. What's the level of siur? That's when it had the dough forms the cracks. Ki karni chagavim. Siduk shnis arvu sadokin zeh bezeh. All right. That's how it is around here. It's darbu sodong zebezeh. When they're cracked and they became intertwined, like lotion of a tarovis, right? A mixture. And one who eats either one of that, both of them would be chayev kares. But 1 second, we learned in the Mishnah, sir yisarif, that the Mishnah says that sir has to be burned. Va'ochlo potter, your potter. Divir Yehuda. Se'ema, you have to change it, l'rebi meir, zebezeh ha'ochlo chayev kares. The opinion that the Chacham had in the Braisa, which seemed to be like the same one that Rabbi Yehuda had in the Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he eats here, you're potter from Karis. And one says, no, you have to change the Braisa, say like this, according to Rimeir, who we mentioned earlier, one who eats either one of these is Chayav Karis, whereas according to the Rabbanim, you're going to be potter. So, Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Ein lecha kol sedek v'sedek milamalo, she'ein lo kama sedokin milamato. The reason is, if you don't have a thing where you'd have a crack on the top, it doesn't have cracks underneath it. So therefore, even if you have one little small crack on the top part of it, on the surface, that's a simon that inside of the dough has many, many cracks, and has in fact become chametz stick. Okay, Baruch Hashem, it's a tight on a Friday morning. We were able to learn today's daf. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.